Sean Cosgrove this morning on a dusty day, and I'm going to find out from Mark Newnham whether he's got a lot of dust around as well. He's going to join us now. He's got final award in today and an interesting day coming up Saturday. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
Much dust where you are at the moment?
Yes, my car's covered in dust, yeah.
Is this going to be interesting today with the races? Do you find some horses get affected by this?
Oh, more the wind than anything, Sean. You know, but then you wouldn't want to have a horse with any sort of respiratory history out in a dust storm. But, oh, look, hopefully it's settled down by then.
Yeah, fair enough. You've got an interesting runner in today in the first final award. He's a three-year-old by Smart Missile. Won impressively the other day on the Kenso. He's had sort of a prep back on he trialled October 17, 36-week break, trialled July 18, 23-week break. Have you had him all along, Mark?
Yeah. Look, he's been a big immature horse. Had a few issues as a colt. He's a lot better behaved as a gelding, and he's got good ability.
He looks like he's a big-bodied horse. He just looks like a real powerhouse.
Oh, he is. He's a big animal, and you know, he's finally starting to get it together. His racing manners were pretty good the other day. Canterbury was probably a little bit tight for him first up, and he stumbled coming out of the gates and got himself in an awkward spot, but ran well. But he showed what he could do the other day when he found a bit of space.
You've obviously had an opinion of him because you've nommed him for some good races down the track, so you don't put horses like that in the Ramber Guineas unless you think they've got a bit.
Oh, look, you've got to have your options there for a horse that's improving quickly. You know, the nomination fee was, you know, I think $130 at this stage of the game, so it's not a huge bet to be taking, you know, that he might make it.
After his experience at Canterbury, is he a big track horse, do you think?
Oh, ideally he is, but, you know, kicking off in a maiden, you can only really go where they're programmed, and Josh had done a bit of work on him, so I really wanted him to ride him, and so he rode him at Canterbury, was really pleased with his effort, and steered him around again last week, and I think only the step up to a mile would only help him.
Looking at the way he's gone in those trials, he seems to have relaxed even in his early ones. He got out the back and he got home nicely, so the 1600 looks like it'll be right up his alley.
Yeah, and it might be run at a tempo where he can travel a bit better in the run. You know, he tends to flop out the back a little bit, but with a small field today and up to a mile, it might actually get him travelling a bit better throughout, and then we'll see what he can do from the 400.
Now, Saturday, you've got in the Tab Lightfinger Stakes, Nikita Jane and Graceful Glamour, and both these, and Lanciato, when you give them two trials, is it a pattern that you give them, they sort of run a good trial first up and just have a real nice, relaxed one the second trial?
Yeah, and look, sometimes, especially the fillies that get over a bit of ground, they can be nice and fresh in the first trial and have a bit of spring in their legs. And the second trial, naturally, they're just a little bit more dour because they've had a bit of work pumped into them by then. And Lanciato, well, look, he missed a first-up run due to a wet track. So that was just a maintenance gallop for him at Randwick the other day. But the three of them are fitting well going into Saturday and good place to start their prep.
What are their targets down the track? I mean, you know Graceful Glamour will get out to a distance and Lanciato is top class.
Yeah, well, look, the fillies will both head towards the Oaks, and you know their path will be pretty similar the whole way through. They'll go from Saturday's race to the surround. Third up, maybe a little different. It might be the Kembla Classic or the Farlap Stakes at Rose Hill, and then to the Viner in the Oaks. And Lanciato will his second up run. Will really depend on how he goes first up. I think he'll race well, even though he's not a winner at 1,200. I've kept him a bit fresher this preparation and only going to keep him to races between 12 and 1,400 metres. So I think, you know, for him, it might end up being an all-age stakes or even onto Brisbane in the Stradbroke Handicap.
Nice two-year-old you had the other day of its first start, Super Oasis, got home well.
Yeah, good filly, didn't have a lot of luck. If she'd have got clear sooner, she might have made it pretty close. But she did go in there just off the one trial, so we expected that she may have been just a little green, and she was. She'll go straight to the Sweet Embrace now and try and book a place in the slipper.
You've got three others that you know for the size. Mesmer, Quintessa, Tears of Fording. I don't think they've raced yet. They've trialled. One of them
Sorry, Sean, I just lost you there.
Yeah, three others that you know for the size. Mesmer, Quintessa, Tears of Fording. One hasn't trialled. Two have had a couple. Any of those showing you enough to think they'll go on at this stage?
Oh, look, I think Tears of Fording's a quite a good filly. She's trialled well twice. I'm probably going to send her to Canberra next Friday just for the Black Opal preview with the idea that she might go down there for the Black Opal. So just a day out and some experience at the track will do her good. The other two are there more on hope than what they've done in established form so far.
All right, so today we just laid up on final award in the first, I reckon, the way he won the other day. 1600's right up his alley, Mark.
Well, I'd be disappointed if he didn't win on what he showed last week. But, well, you know, they've still got to go out there and do it. But he's fitting well, and he's a good improving horse. So, you know, he warrants being favourite. Let's hope we say that after the race.
Yeah, good on you. Good to catch up. Good luck, Mark.
Good. Thanks, Sean. See ya.